For this first training assignment, you will need some moisturizer suitable for use on your skin. I'm sure you have plenty around since you love milking and suction cups. You will need a place with relative privacy. Well, that's up to you. Use your own discretion, Pat. Get somewhere and get your breasts out and ready. What you're going to do for me is place your hand at the very base of your breast where it connects to the rest of your body, and then run your hand firmly from there to just shy of the nipple, just shy of the tip. Start on the top of your breast, one long massaging slide of your hand, and then stop. Then move a little bit to the right along your breast. Rub the palm down it. One long, slow frisson, like a massage of the shoulder or a squeeze. Of course, with your sensitive breasts, it might take some considerable endurance to go all the way around, but that is exactly what I would like you to do. I want you to slide your hand from the top to near the nipple on your breast in a long massaging motion. At first, do this all the way around your breast as best you can, causing it to be tingly from the recent squeezing contact. Once you have rubbed those long lines of pleasurable sensation from the top of your breast down toward the nipple, while keeping your mind relatively empty, relatively blank, I want you to do the same thing again, but this time as you rub over the area, notice how each long, slow movement of your hand, each massage down your breast, is intensely sensitive, pleasurable, because you've already done it once. Also, because this time you're really thinking about your breast, thinking about the pleasure, the hardening of the nipple, the mindlessness of these motions, it's going to be that much more intense, that much more interesting to you. Run your hand from the top of your breast almost to the nipple, under it, almost to the nipple, the right side, almost to the nipple, and the left. Your hand firmly pushing in to create a sensation of warmth and sensitivity. After you've done the exercise twice, do it one more time, but use the moisturizer this time. Careful not to let your fingers slip to your nipples. In fact, you should stop short of your nipples and leave them wanting, untouched. You can touch them at the end of the exercise. I suspect you will want to, but leave them untouched for now. Moisturize the rest of each breast. Once you've done the first one, one cycle of pressure, another cycle of pressure, and then a slow moisturization of your smooth skin. Move to the other breast. One slow pressing journey of your hand from the top to near the nipple, the bottom to near the nipple, the right and left sides, nearly but not quite brushing your pebbly sensitive nipple. Once you've done that, go ahead and do it again. This time you're running your hands over sensitive flesh, as if you'd gotten a spanking or had that area rubbed really hard and hot, and then another touch follows. Even if the touch is gentle, it will still excite your sensitive nerve endings. Same idea. Once you've done it twice, go ahead and get the moisturizer. Rub it all over that breast as well. Let it soak in. You want them soft and pliable. There will come a time when we will be pumping them, after all. Feel the nipple get more pointed at that, the arousal get more intense. Remember, when the exercise is over, you're allowed to touch them. Once each breast has been nicely moisturized and subjected to three passes of your hand, go ahead and heft them from underneath. Lift your breasts in your hands. Feel them. Feel their warmth, their weight, their significance to you. Feel how they are very important to you right now. Touching your breasts, feeling your chest warm, heavy, perfect. The most important thing in your mind right now. Good.